Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big.
Yeah, that it is. And if you want to weigh in on any of the cases that we follow for you, we have an 800 number for that. We can call it 24/7 and give your opinion. It's 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER to weigh in. Let's go to this phone call right here.
Hey, Tony, this is Christy from Los Angeles. Just had a couple questions and wanted to get your thoughts on something about Brian Koberger. One is, so, I mean, I know it's innocent until proven guilty. My personal opinion is that he's guilty. I mean, it just seems pretty obvious, but, I'm wondering, the one thing that, I mean, all the evidence that we know of even just seems very overwhelming, but it bugs me that they've not found any of the victim's DNA in his apartment or office or car. I mean, the car, I think I can understand. I guess you can, like, you drove it across the country and, like, bleached it and cleaned it and whatever, but it just seems crazy that you would think, even if someone's wearing, like, you know, protective gear, that there's no transfer DNA from four bloody victims anywhere in his house, like his apartment. Because unless you're wearing, like, a hazmat suit, how do you not get any, like, anything from the crime scene on you? And, I mean, there's no bloody footprints. Like, what do we think happened? Like, do we think that he just disrobed and got in his car? And how does that work? I just really am curious. Like, there's no trail leading out, and I just feel like it's, I can't imagine that this could be anyone else other than him with all the evidence that's piled up there. But I do think that's strange. So I'm just curious kind of what you make of that. Also, I wanted to throw out just a, you know, layman's guessing of a defense strategy. Because they're not offering an alibi and asking for time to, like, craft an alibi or whatever, I feel like one potential alibi could be that he went to that house to buy drugs, because we know he had a drug problem in the past, and that's an illegal activity. So I wonder if they could say something like, he went there to buy drugs and, like, walked in and they were murdered and he was terrified and he ran away. I mean, that's bullshit, but still, it's, like, possible. Or he could just say, like, I went there to buy drugs and when I left, they were all still alive. It must have happened after I left. But that's why I was there when my phone shows I was there. That's why I turned my phone off, because it's suspicious to be buying drugs. And I didn't, you know, want to get in trouble for that. And I didn't come out and say that I'd been there when I found out they were murdered because I didn't want to get in trouble for that. I mean, I don't know. That's maybe like just an idea. I just remember like the Casey Anthony trial, that when that actually went to trial and her lawyer, Jose Baez, like started opening arguments by being like, yes, the daughter did die, but it was an accident, and it's this weird situation. It was all this like nonsense story, but it was like kind of this crazy like narrative that they had created out of nothing. And so I just feel like maybe the same thing could happen here.
I think that's something a lot of people have thought of as being the narrative. I doubt they're going to go down that road with a narrative like that. Supposedly, he does have some sort of alibi. At least that's what they keep saying, to be exonerated. As far as why that has not yet been said, that's a mystery to me, and I think everybody else. If you have exonerating evidence, you're going to throw it out there and get him freed and move on. If there truly is exonerating evidence that is that clear cut. But if there's not really that clear cut of evidence to exonerate him, then it's, you're talking a defense, not necessarily exonerating evidence. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly where all of that goes and how it all plays out. What are your thoughts?
I think she makes a really valid point, because why wasn't there blood all over the place?
I
used to work in it. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I got a thought on that too, but go ahead.
Okay. I used to work in a vet clinic, and I've come home and gotten in my car, and, you know, maybe after a really horrific hit by car case, you know, I've changed out of my scrubs. I've tried to clean myself up, and I still have something on me. And it's like, oh my God, I don't know how you can get rid of all of the DNA that's out there. So, you know, she does make a valid point that he almost needed to be in a hazmat suit, because if you are stabbing somebody, that blood's going to be all over. We saw pictures of the blood dripping out of the house. There was so much of it. So where'd it go?
Well, I think that's part of the question. Could he have been in a hazmat suit? I guess, but the witness that saw him leave did not describe someone that was in a hazmat suit, and there was not a hazmat suit that was left behind. Where did it go? I don't know exactly. I would assume that a lot of it was cleaned up before he was caught. But keep in mind, too, just because we haven't heard that there's more DNA evidence found on his person or at his home or anywhere, doesn't mean they don't have it. It simply means that it's behind closed doors right now. There's many things that come to light at trial that you will not know about prior to that trial. They're holding on to it. So very likely the defense and the prosecution both know if there that does exist, but neither are going to want to talk about that beforehand. So unless something like that leaks out, we'll find out in the trial. But as we found out, like in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial, there was a lot of DNA evidence there. There was things that we had no idea existed until the trial got underway. So
yeah, and you are making a valid point. We don't have a right as the public to know what the investigators know. They hold a lot of things close to the vest because they need to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot we don't know, and there's a lot we aren't going to know until that trial hits. And maybe even then, they won't let us know a lot of the things until afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, and some things just stay sealed as well. But I would guess that there's more that we're going to find out come October when this thing goes to trial, if it goes to trial in October, as far as what evidence they have. We know what they've released publicly, but you can put money on. There is a whole other trove of stuff that we will find out once that takes place.
So, absolutely.
Hope that answers your question. If you want to weigh in on something, 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.